A lion sits on a hillside overlooking a meandering river. Stratton Oakmont Incorporated.
The world of investing can be a jungle. Bulls, bears, danger at every turn. That's why we at Stratton Oakmont pride ourselves on being the best. Trained professionals to guide you through the financial wilderness. Stratton Oakmont. Stability. Integrity. Pride.
A lion's head logo on a globe. Dwarf men in Velcro suits are hurled against a human-sized dartboard.
25 grand, first cocksucker in there, LaBulza!
The exec throws a pile of cash on the floor. He and another man throw their human dart at the board.
My name is Jordan Belfort. Not him. Me. That's right. I'm a former member of the middle class raised by two accountants in a tiny apartment in Bayside, Queens. The year I turned 26 as the head of my own brokerage firm, I made $49 million, which really pissed me off because it was three shy of $1 million a week.
Jordan speeds down an interstate in a red Ferrari.
No. My Ferrari was white like Don Johnson's in Miami Vice, not red.
A blonde's giving him oral sex as he drives a white Ferrari.
See that humongous estate down there? That's my house. My wife. Naomi, the Duchess of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, a former model and Miller-like girl. Yeah, she was the one with my cock in her mouth in the Ferrari, so put your dick back in your pants. In addition to Naomi and my two perfect kids, I own a mansion, private jet, six cars, three horses, two vacation homes, and a 170-foot yacht.
Chefs work in a restaurant-sized kitchen. Jordan blows a white powder into a woman's butt with a straw.
I also gamble like a degenerate. I drink like a fish. I fuck hookers maybe 5-6 times a week. I have three different federal agencies looking to indict me. Oh yeah, and I love drugs.
He jerks away from the woman and turns toward the sound. His eyes dart nervously.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
He slaps her behind.
Like it?
Yeah.
Later that night, a helicopter with a spotlight approaches an extravagant estate. The exec at the controls is inebriated and half asleep, causing the copter to weave and spin.
Pull up! Pull up! We're gonna crash, for Christ's sake!
Pull up!
The helicopter falls inches above the ground, then rises. The young exec closes a stoned eye, drops the aircraft roughly on the lawn, and leans woozily on the uniformed pilot's shoulder.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Good job. Get in there safe, all right?
Next time, brother.
Till next time.
He spills out of the chopper. In the house, he strides with composure along a landing.
Yep. On a daily basis, I consume enough drugs to sedate Manhattan, Long Island, and Queens for a month.
Okay, Mr. Jordan.
I take Quaaludes 10 to 15 times a day for my back pain, Adderall to stay focused. Xanax to take the edge off, pot to mellow me out, cocaine to wake me back up again, and morphine, well, because it's awesome. Morning, make them.
He throws a glass into a bush and gets into a stretch limo, which deposits him at a steel and glass building.
But of all the drugs under God's blue heaven, there is one that is my absolute favorite. See, enough of this shit will make you invincible. Able to conquer the world, eviscerate your enemies.
He snorts a fat line of cocaine through a rolled up bill.
And I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about this.
He balls up a $100 bill and throws it in the trash.
See, money doesn't just buy you a better life, better food, better cars, better pussy. It also makes you a better person. You can give generously to the church or political party of your choice. You can save the fucking spotted owl with money.
He marches onto the office floor, arms spread wide like a messiah.
I always wanted to be rich, so let me go back. I'm 22 years old, newly married, and already a money-crazed little shit. So what do? I go to the one place on earth that befit my high-minded ambitions.
A bus arrives at Wall Street. The exec, with neatly combed hair and a sharp suit, kisses a brunette, then exits the bus, taking in the Romanesque columns and business palaces of the financial district. In his office, a man confronts him.
You are lower than pond scum. You got a problem with that, Jordan?
No, no problem at all.
Good, because that is what you are, pond scum. Your job is connector, which means that you will be dialing the phone over 500 times a day, trying to connect me with wealthy business owners. And until you pass your Series 7, that is all you're gonna fucking be doing. Sit. Sit!
Jordan sits.
Just so you know, last year, I made over $300,000. The other guy you'll be working for, he made over $1 million.
$1 million? I can only imagine what a douchebag that guy must be.
Jordan Belfort.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Mark Hanna.
Well, pleasure to meet you.
And you as well. I see you've already met the village asshole.
Smile and dial, and don't pick up your fucking head until 1.
Hey, fuck him. I'm the senior broker here. He's just a worthless piker.
Why don't you blow me, Hanna?
Now, did you really pitch a stock in your job interview?
I had to do something to stand out, right, sir?
I fucking love that. Lunch, today.
Yeah. Right. We don't start dialing at 9:30 because our clients are already answering the phone. 3, 2, 1, let's fuck!
You want to know what money sounds like? Go to a trading floor on Wall Street. Fuck this, shit that, cunt, cock, asshole. I couldn't believe how these guys talk to each other. I was hooked in seconds. It was like mainlining adrenaline.
Yeah, fuckface. Look at where the stock's at today, huh?
You can't get anywhere.
At 44.
Pick up the cocksucking phone.
Sorry, yes,
Mark's been great as well.
You are such a fucking douchebag, Hannah.
We don't give two shits about how technology works, because all we care about is getting fucking rich. Solid.
Jordan Belfort. 2000.
Hannah ends the call with a flourish.
Done! Time to paint the table. Woo! A 2000 Microsoft going in the hole. Come on. Ah!
It's alive. It's alive. Hold on to that. It's hot.
In. Shut that motherfucker. Shut it. So.
Jordan sends off Hannah's sales docket at a vacuum tube dispatch point. In a restaurant, he sits and watches with a puzzled frown as Hannah chants and thumps his chest. Jordan looks around self-consciously. Hannah takes a bump of cocaine with a small silver spoon.
Tootski. No, thank you, though.
Mr. Hanna, what can I bring for you on this glorious afternoon?
Well, Hector, here's the game plan. You're going to bring us 2 absolute martinis. You know how I like them, straight up. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us 2 more. Then 2 more after that, every 5 minutes until one of us passes the fuck out.
Excellent strategy, sir.
I'm good with water for now, though. Thank you.
It's his first day on Wall Street. Give him time. Thank you.
He gives them menus.
Mr. Hanna, you're able to do drugs during the day and still function, still do your job?
Well, how the fuck else would you do this job? Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Right. I gotta say, I'm incredibly excited to be a part of your firm. I mean, the clients you have are absolutely...
Fuck the clients. Your only responsibility is to put meat on the table. You got a girlfriend?
I'm married. I have a wife. Her name's Teresa. She cuts hair.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Think about Teresa. Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
Right. But if you can make a client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No. Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is gonna go up, down, sideways, or in fucking circles. Least of all stockbrokers, right? It's all a fugazi. You know what a fugazi is?
Fugazi, it's a fake.
Yeah, fugazi, fugazi, it's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a fairy dust. It doesn't exist, it's never landed. It is no matter, it's not on the elemental chart. It's not fucking real.
Right?
All right? Right. Stay with me. We don't create shit. We don't build anything.
No.
So if you got a client who bought stock at 8 and it now sits at 16 and he's all fucking happy, he wants to cash in, liquidate, take his fucking money and run home, you don't let him do that.
Okay.
Because that would make it real.
Right.
No, what do? You get another brilliant idea, a special idea. another situation, another stock to reinvest his earnings and then some. And he will every single time because they're fucking addicted. And then you just keep doing this again and again and again. Meanwhile, he thinks he's getting shit rich, which he is on paper. But you and me, the brokers, right, we're taking home cold hard cash via commission, motherfucker.
Right. That's incredible, sir. I can't tell you how excited I am.
You should be. There's two keys to success in the broker business. First of all, you gotta stay relaxed.
Yeah.
You jerk off?
Do I jerk off? Yeah. Yeah, I jerk off, yeah.
How many times a week?
Like, three or four times, maybe.
I'm gonna pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket. I myself, I jerk off at least twice a day.
Wow.
Once in the morning, right after I work out, and then once right after lunch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay? I want to. That's not why I do it. Mm-hmm. I do it because I fucking need to. Think about it. You're dealing with numbers all day long. Mm-hmm. Decimal points, high frequencies, bang, bang, bang. Fucking digits. All very acidic, above the shoulders, mustard shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of can wake some people out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to feed the geese to keep the blood flowing. Mm-hmm. I keep the rhythm below the belt.
Done.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you will fall out of balance, split your differential, and tip the fuck over. Or worse yet, I've seen this happen, implode.
No, I don't want to implode, sir.
No, you don't.
I'm in it for the long run, you know?
Yeah, implosions are ugly.
Yeah.
Pop off to the bathroom, work one out anytime you can, and when you get really good at it, you'll fucking be stroking it, and you'll be thinking about money. Second key to success in this racket is this little baby right here. It's called cocaine.
Right.
It will keep you sharp between the ears. It'll also help your fingers dial faster. And guess what? That's good for me. Yes, sir. Revolutions. You follow?
Revolutions.
Keep the clients on the Ferris wheel. And it goes. The park is open 24/7, 365. Every decade, every goddamn century. That's it. Name of the game.
Hannah sips his martini.
How kitty?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan takes an olive and nibbles it as Hannah stares at him with a sly smile and thumps his chest.
Come on.
Jordan joins Hannah, hitting his chest.
With a common denominator. Keep it up for me. CEO. How the money comes in, the parade comes to town. Going down Broadway is a one-way street, whichever way I go.
Strippers in lingerie dance on a catwalk.
The next 6 months, I got to know the ins and outs of Wall Street, earning shit money as I geared up to take my Series 7.